feet, the world on your shoulders. We are stronger when we're not alone. You try and try, but you never have to do it on your own. And I believe, yes, I believe, we're all part of a family. And nothing in this world can come between. We are. Sisters and brothers, we need each other. Father, help us see that we are. Together with one heart. Sisters and brothers, we need each other. We are. So what? Who cares? We're all a bit different. Shout it out, celebrate what we've been given. Don't say that was that we don't belong. Sing together, it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And I believe, yes, I believe, we're all a part of a family. And nothing in this world could come between. Cause we are. Together we are. We are. Sisters and brothers meeting each other. We are. Together with one heart. Sisters and brothers meeting each other. We are.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that there is no height nor depth that stands between us. We are grateful that no life or death can separate us from your love. Amen.
You may be seated. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. Welcome to the house of God and to our first Sunday in Lent. I would like to say also, if you are visiting, I want to extend a warm welcome to you, and I would love to meet with you after the service. I have a couple of announcements here. First, daylight savings time is next Sunday, March 8th. And then the next IUMC Men Fellowship will meet on Saturday, March 7th at 8 a.m. In the Schneeberger Hall to have coffee and fellowship. It will also be a time to set a schedule for monthly men's fellowship. Decide on what day of the month will be held and what program to study. All men are welcome. And if you have any question, don't hesitate to ask me. And also, please take a moment to record your presence and then pass the badge to others seated next to you. And let us also tune our minds and our hearts to listen to God as we bring our celebrations and concerns to Him. And I believe we need to pray for nations around the world that have been affected by coronavirus. It seems to be, it is becoming a global problem. So let's pray for that. And let's take a moment of silent prayer as we do so. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you because you have brought us together from different directions. And we thank you because you are always among us in a fresh way whenever we come together to worship you. Thank you for your faithfulness, that you will always be with us. Thank you because of the free gift of salvation, the gift of life that we have, the beautiful weather that we have, the free air that we breathe. We thank you. Thank you that you walk with us every day. Thank you that you are with us in each moment. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fails us. We invite you to encourage us today and empower us for your service. Lord, for those who are discouraged, for those who have had a hard week, we pray that you encourage them this morning. Even those who have been looking for jobs, those who have been having emotional struggles, Lord Jesus, we pray that you reach out to them this morning and encourage them. We want to also to celebrate with those who are celebrating their birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with them this morning. Lord, we want to grieve also for those who are grieving for the loss of their loved ones, the loss of jobs, and any loss that have gone through. Lord, we pray that that you fill the cup today. May they sense your presence this morning and peace of heart and peace of mind. We pray for healing upon those who are sick. We pray that you provide them with hope that they'll be going to be all right. Lord, we pray that you provide for our needs in this church so that we can be effective in your ministry. Bless the ministries that we have in this church, and we pray that you continue to use each one of us to be your hands, to be your ears, to be your feet in reaching out into this community. Lord, bless our service today and our time together here. From the beginning till the end, we trust your presence. For in your name we pray. And God's people say, Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Oh God, you send your Son into the world that everyone might be reconciled to you. Grant that following the example of our Savior Jesus Christ and walking in the way which you choose for each of us. We may be united to each other and to you in holy love. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you. And join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's rise up as we sing.
I come to Our scripture lesson today is Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, the temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came to him and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against the stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is good news for God's people.
Thank you, Charles, for reading the Word of God. Please join me in the word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to lift up this passage of Scripture that has been read and the message you have laid in my heart into your hands this morning. We pray that you anoint every word that will come out of my lips this morning, and I pray that this word will bring a new lesson, a closeness to you, to each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I heard that a minister parked his car at no parking spot at the hospital and left a note on the windshield wipers saying, "I have gone around this parking lot several times and I cannot find a space and I'm running late for my appointment. Please forgive us our trespasses." And then a police officer came who was patrolling the parking lot, and he noticed the car at the wrong parking place. So the police officer wrote a note and saying that, "I have been patrolling this block for several years. I'm a police officer. If I don't give you citation, I'll lose my job. Please do not lead us into temptations." So, temptation and forgiveness can go together. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and to discover that the prisoner is you. Forgiveness is the act of setting someone free from an obligation to you that is a result of a wrong done against you. Yes, I have to tell you that what we are going to look at today is temptation. And then we'll look at the forgiveness in the coming Sundays. I want to say thank you to the worship committee for getting the banner for forgiveness or forgive. So that is the theme of this Lenten season. And we are going to look at that in the coming Sunday, but today let's focus on temptation. Because temptation is the oldest problem. If you read the Bible, you will find out that men and women of God face temptation. And one of the greatest challenges of living the Christian life is dealing with temptations. This is especially true for new believers. For it can be frustrating to know that your sins have been forgiven, and then before you know it, you have fallen again into temptation. And you find yourself continue sinning. So there has been temptation since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of Adam and Eve. Jesus was also tempted, as we have heard from the scripture. And we can be tempted too. We are not immune to temptations. We are human beings. We can be tempted at any stage in life. But the question is, do we fight it or we give in? How can we respond to temptation? How can we respond to it? Matthew chapter 4 gives us a teaching on how we are supposed to respond to temptations. Yes, in verse 4, it says, it is written that man cannot live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. So Jesus faced 3 temptations in the wilderness. How many? 3 temptations. First, turn stones to bread. So Jesus was in the wilderness, as you saw a few seconds ago on the screen. So Satan tempted Jesus to turn stones into bread to satisfy his physical hunger. Satan tempted Jesus to misuse his power. Jesus could turn stones into bread. There is nothing difficult with him. So Satan knew that Jesus could do so. So he tried to tempt Jesus to misuse his power. The point here is not that we should ignore food. No. Jesus declared that man does not live by bread alone. And it is good that he included the word alone. Because we all need food. We must eat or we must die. Right? If we don't eat, we will die. So this leads us to the second temptation, where it says, throw yourself down. So in that chapter 4, verse 5 to 9, we hear that Satan took Jesus to the highest point of the temple and told him to jump down, because the angels are down there to catch hold of you, so that you don't break your feet. What a temptation. So, Satan tempted Jesus to misuse God's promise. You see, Satan knows the Bible too well. In verse 6, it reads, if you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angel concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. So Satan knows the Bible, and that is why he's quoting it. So Satan is using the word of God in the wrong way. He's interpreting the word of God wrongly. And so, we must be careful not to be misled by the wrong preachers and teachers who might be using the Word of God in the wrong way, who might be interpreting the Word of God in the wrong way. The key here is to be diligently seeking the will of God and to be led by the Holy Spirit in interpreting the Word of God. Amen? And then this leads us to the third one. Worship me. So Satan tempted Jesus to worship idols. At this point, Satan drops his mocking about Jesus being the Son of God. However, he does not give up his efforts to cause Jesus to sin. In verse 8, we hear that he took Jesus to the highest mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and told Jesus, "You see, if you worship me, I will give you all these kingdoms." So Satan is tempting Jesus to worship idols and not worshiping God. And yet in the Ten Commandments, it says, "Do not worship the Lord your God alone. Do not worship idols." So here, Satan is tempting Jesus. Satan will do all he can to bring us down. He doesn't give up. He knows and that if we worship idols, if we worship him, then he becomes powerful. Indeed, Jesus faced all kinds of temptation. He's facing physical temptation here. And we know later, before he goes to the cross, he will face political temptations. And he's facing spiritual temptations. However, he does not compromise. Instead, he shows resistance that is solid in the scripture. Surely, the items given by the Satan here are very attractive. Think about it. If you have been fasting for 40 days and somebody shows up with free food, wouldn't you be tempted to eat? And this is what Satan is doing. He's bringing attractive temptation to Jesus. So Satan will not attack you when you are strong. He waits till you are very weak, then he attacks you. He does it when you are vulnerable. Any compromised situation that you put yourself in, or weakness that you have, Satan will use it to bring you down. And we can broaden the scope of temptation to all material things. Satan brings temptation to you when you are broke, when you have no money, when you don't have a job. Satan can bring temptation through things you like, video games, social media, friends, colleagues at work, pornography, family members, neighbors, and even addiction. I didn't know that I'm addicted to caffeine until I quit drinking tea this week, you know, for Lent. You know, I gave up tea. I started drinking tea when I was little, like 3 years old. I've had tea the whole of my life. Tea in Kenya is a big deal. You know, we had it for, instead of snack, we have tea. Tea in the morning, tea at 10 o'clock, tea after meal at lunch, tea at 4 p.m., tea before you go to bed. So I quit tea, and I had migraine headache. And I was feeling weak. I had no energy. So I struggled the whole day, part of the second day, and then I was like, I'm not going back to it. I'm not giving in. And I started taking pain pill, and it helped. So I'm making it, and I'm not going to fall back to it and see what will happen. I think it is healthy to quit, you know, caffeine. You know, I don't want to be addicted to anything, so to speak. I don't want to be controlled by, you know, things like food, soft drinks. So that is what temptation does. If you don't resist, then you'll fall onto it. You'll give in to it. So the bottom line is this. Do you fight temptation or you give in? Giving in to temptation is the same as imprisoning yourself. Resisting temptation will set you free. So as I bring this to the closing this morning, I want to say again that temptation are all around us. And no one is immune to them. I want to assure you that God is with us amid temptations. Even when we fall to them, He is with us. We can learn from them and grow. But if we keep falling into temptations again and again, then we are foolish people. Here is a scripture you can build your strong foundation on as you go on this journey of Lent. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41 says, "Keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus told the disciples to watch and pray. And He's telling us the same thing today. Watch and pray. Study the Word of God. Stay watching and pray. So as you go forward, or as you come forward for Holy Communion this morning, I want to encourage you to take a moment, pray to God to give you divine powers to overcome all the temptations. In Jesus' name, amen. So today, as we prepare for our Holy Communion, we are going to do something different. We are not going to dance or anything, so don't panic. What we are going to do is we are going to blend in the responsive readings with the communion setting song from the faith we sing. Okay, let's turn our attention to the Holy Communion response. The Lord be with you.
And
also with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give. Okay. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is. Okay. Let's sing it. Okay. Come on, Brian. And so in remembrance of this, you are mighty acts of Jesus in Jesus Christ. We offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. In union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Almighty Father, now and forever. As there is one body of Jesus Christ, we have one love of bread. In the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the bread. We give you thanks. After he blessed the bread, he broke it, gave it to the disciple. Eat it in remembrance of me. And after the supper was over, he took the cup. This is the blood of the new covenant. Pour out for you and for many. Do it often as you drink from this cup in remembrance of me. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon this sacrament that has been prepared before each one of us. We pray that you pour your Holy Spirit upon each one of us, that we become one body and be faithful service in your ministry. For we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. I want to invite the communion servers. And as they are coming forward, I want to say that Holy Communion in our church is open to whoever is a believer in Jesus Christ. So you are all welcome. Apostle Paul said that as you partake of the sacrament, you are proclaiming him until he returns. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for bringing us up to this part of the service. Thank you for the message that has come to us today. And we pray that as we leave the sanctuary, we pray that you help us to put into practice what we have heard and learned today. Thank you for the offerings that we have brought before you. May you bless this offering and multiply it for the extension of your kingdom. For we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Let's stand up.
From heaven, hear us from heaven.
receive the benediction, go forth into the world, and may we journey together with God through Lent, and that we may find freedom and victory in Jesus. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus Christ go with each one of you. Amen.